podcast for all your running needs.
Ned, he was a terminally happy guy. And Ned, he ate a moldy pumpkin pie. And Ned, he thought that he just couldn't die. And Ned, he laughed so hard it made me cry.
Hello and welcome to the Run Run Live podcast, the podcast for runners, wannabe runners, and mid-packers of all shapes and sizes who just want to strap on their favorite pair of shoes and get out there. This is Chris, your host, and whenever and wherever this episode finds you, I hope you're doing great, and I hope you're getting your run in today. I know I'm getting my run in today. Are you ready to have some fun? Come on, let's go for a run. Well, hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Chris to episode 32, I believe. I'll check that later, but if I'm wrong, I think it's episode 32. I'm here with you, and I'm going to put on an episode today about the Bay State Marathon, one of my favorite races. I've qualified there twice, but I've also DNF'd there once, and I missed my qualifying time by less than 2 minutes there once. And I'm going to talk to the race director, Mark Kader, who is the recent race director. I knew the race director before that, too, and I've run the old course, and I've run the new course. It's very, very interesting course. We'll talk about that. Been a wild week. I've decided I'm going to fix my old truck instead of buying a new truck, because buying a new truck was just too much of a pain in the G-rated show patootie, all right? So I'm going to put new U-joints in the back, because my 80-year-old dad has a machine for doing this. He can do it. So I got that. Good training. My legs are starting to come back from my ultra. 2 weeks, though, it took. I'm going to race on Sunday. I'm going to run the Groton Town Forest Trail Races in West Groton. Come on up and run with me. There's this awesome 9-point-something trail run with some great stuff. There's an episode out there about that. Come up and run with me. I'm going to work a water stop in the morning at the Bay State Marathon, which we're going to talk about. Ran the Worldwide Half Marathon with my friend Buddy the Wonder Dog. We had our own race out in the woods behind my house on Saturday or Sunday. Saturday afternoon, I think it was. Saturday night. And ran yesterday with the club. So I'm going to run 3 days this week. I'm going to try and work in some long speed work. That's my training. That's what's going on. Hey, a lot of weird stuff going on in the news with the election and the economy crash and all that stuff. My recommendation to you is to be the person with the positive attitude here. Turn the TV off. Don't worry about things you can't change. Focus on the things you can change, like your attitude and your health, and we'll all get through this just fine, all right? So be a leader. Be a leader. Show others the way. All right, let's get on with the show.
And now for the equipment check.
This is Chris. Here I am, waiting for my daughter to come out of the movie theater. So I had some time to kill, so I went and got myself a new pair of sunglasses. And I like sunglasses for running. Especially in the wintertime. You say, why don't you have sunglasses in the summer? But the winter is even more important, because around here, you lose all the leaves, and you have snow on the ground, and ice and stuff, so it reflects up into your eyes. And just wearing a hat, if you wear a hat with a peak on it, you know, with a bill on it, you're going to avoid the sun, but when you get a pair of glasses, you really avoid the sun. So I usually go to my favorite mega superstore, and I buy something plastic off of the $5 to $10 rack. I went whole hog today and bought a pair for $11. Sometimes I pick them up at the expo, but I don't want to spend $175 for a pair of running sunglasses, because typically they're no different. And you guys can tell me I'm doing something wrong, but you know, I like to get them really light, and the cheap ones tend to be light, so they don't hurt your face while you're running. No, weigh you down. So, and then if you lose them, you don't care, because I find if I buy a $75 pair of sunglasses, I'm going to lose them. But if I buy a $10 pair of sunglasses, I can't lose them. So, you know, it's just the way it works. So I got my new sunglasses. Waiting for my daughter to come out of the movie here. Going to fire up my laptop, check my email, see if I can avoid mall security. Later.
And now for our featured interview.
All right, we're back. So now we're being recorded, Mark. All right, I'm here. So don't say any dirty words. So I'm on with Mark Kader, the race director for the Bay State Marathon, and the owner of Mark's Sporting Goods. So what's the race looking like this year, Mark? We got a scant 5 days away.
It's looking pretty good, looking better than it ever has. You know, numbers are significantly up from last year or any year for that matter.
Are they up in the marathon and the half, or, I mean, what's the big draw?
Well, the marathon is significantly up, probably close to double.
Wow!
And the half marathon, not quite double, but, you know, that's up probably 30-40% as well.
Oh, that's great. Why do you think?
Hard to say. I mean, the marathon is it is the Grand Prix this year, the New England Championship.
Okay. Yeah.
But I think the marathon itself has just started to get recognized, really for what it is, and it's that fast Boston qualifier. And if you have a fast Boston qualifier like that, you're fortunate to have it in a nice location. And for us, it's on each side of up one side of the river and down the other. So if you can put on a quality event after that, then they'll come.
Yep. I mean, as you know, I've run both the new course and the old course. I've qualified there a couple times, so I always love that race. I'm gonna work the water stop this year. The water stop out at 7.5 and 17.5.
There you go. That's good. So, we need all the help we can get.
Yep. So, are you full up, or can people still sign up for anything?
Registration closed August 31st. We did reserve spots. You know, being a New England Grand Prix, obviously we've got a recognize the club being a club sponsored event or hosted event. We obviously can't leave any clubs out. So, and then, you know, as spots do free up, people drop, we will allow a few more to come in. But pretty much the race capped.
Okay, that's great. So how many people in the marathon and the half marathon?
You know, that's like a moving target, because the marathoner is always having a half marathon. It allows them to bump down if they're not quite where they want to be. So it is a moving target moving into race day. But we're at about a little over 1,500 in the full marathon, and probably like approaching 1,200-1,300 in the half.
Yeah, I mean, you've been doing this in this region for a long time, like I have. So I'm sure you can remember, you know, running the Bay State when there was 200 people in it, like I can, right?
Yeah, I mean, the last time I ran it was quite some time ago. It was actually a big year for numbers that year, because it was the year prior to Boston's 100th.
Right.
So I ran it back then, and I think numbers were up. I think between the two races back then, it probably was up close to 2,000.
Right.
Because of the Boston, but now, you know, we're, you know, more like we're approaching 3,000, and I have no idea where it would be if we, you know, didn't cap it.
I think 1,500 marathoners on that course is fine. It'll do fine. That course can handle it, because once you get out past the half marathon where it peels off, there's plenty of room on the course.
Yeah.
And so out in the back section, it's actually better to have more people, because you know, then you get some people to run with. Makes it a lot easier if you're trying to qualify to have somebody in a pace group.
Yeah, certainly there are fewer gaps of on the course than there have been in years past. And actually, even the, you know, with the Grand Prix, those gaps will be significantly filled between that front pack and you know, packs behind that. Where, you know, in the past you'll see two or three people running very solo for you know, quite a while, and you won't see anybody. I expect that to be those gaps to be filled up significantly.
Yep. No, I mean, like I said, this is one of my favorite courses. Not because it's flat, because it's actually not as flat. You know, it's not flat like a parking lot flat. It's comfortable flat for New Englanders. It's got a couple little hills in it, but it's all, you know, it's good flat. And I also, the other thing I like about it is it's fairly scenic for a course, you know, local course too. You got the river right there the whole time, and it's got some great landmarks too. The bridge is a great landmark. You know, the two loops makes it a great landmark. So it makes it really easy for you to chunk it up in your mind and run from landmark to landmark when you're trying to qualify and pace yourself. So
Yeah, it is a pretty course, you know, and with the foliage being right where it is now, and the weather cooperating, which it looks like it's going to, really it does help showcase the area and, you know, what it has to offer.
So walk me through the course.
Well, we brought it downtown from years ago.
Yep.
So basically, the race morning, we have the Songus Arena to stretch out and all the bathrooms that are in there and all that.
Right.
But then we'll start down at Boarding House Park.
Yeah,
it is great.
Because it's like a 10,000, 12,000 person capacity arena that you've got 400 people in, so...
Yeah, we're actually utilizing the high school as well. We have an expo the other day before, and then that morning we'll keep registration right there. But yeah, the arena is there to stretch out, and it's certainly one of the gems of Lowell. From there, just down the street, Boarding House Park, which is a very nice park. That's the start, and basically from there you head out of downtown towards the river, and then. The half marathon, after about 3 miles, will split from the full marathon, where the full marathon will continue straight. Half marathon peels to the right. Full marathon heads straight out to North Chelmsford, kind of gets away from the riverbanks a little.
Right.
And then after a couple of miles, you'll see the river again.
Yep.
And then from there, it's a pretty good stretch, you know, a few miles straight, no turns, no nothing, all the way to the Thingsborough Bridge,
yep.
Which, again, is a nice scenic view. You can see it for pretty close to a mile. And it's just a pretty section of the course.
Yep.
And then over the bridge onto the other side, and that's a good stretch too, probably four mile stretch. Down to the Rourke Bridge, where the half marathon had peeled off before. The marathoners will go on that bridge and then do another loop. Repeat that loop. So it's really a small loop within a larger loop, where the first 3 miles you will not repeat, and the last 3 miles you will not repeat. So
coming off the second loop, instead of going over the Rourke Bridge, the temporary bridge, you go straight, and it's basically downhill to the park. Right.
See, you take a right onto the Rourke, you go back out to the Thingsborough Bridge, and then on that second loop, you're correct. Instead of going over it again, it's straight in, and it's 3 miles.
Yep.
And then you can see and hear the park for quite a ways too. You know, you'll run by the university track, and there's a couple of nice falls that you run by on the river that seen on the first loop. And again, you know, it's on a nice day. It really is. Something that some people don't expect to see when they come to Lowell. And then, you know, the finish in the ballpark is the showcase of it's Lowell's other gem, and that ballpark is a beautiful park. And then there's plenty of space for your family to come and watch, and we got the Jumbotron TV and the sound system. So it's got the makings of a big city marathon.
Yep, the one thing that surprised me when I first time I ran the course was that you had to go around the park and come in the third base line. When I saw the park and heard the park, I thought I was done, and I had to run around it and in the third base line and then around the outfield to finish, right?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Which is okay, I just didn't know at the time, you know?
Yeah, you have to be prepared for that, yeah.
We're talking about, when you and I talked about this before, one of the amazing statistics about, you know, and basically the bottom line about the Bay State is the percentage of finishers who qualify for Boston.
Yeah, usually it's between 30 to 35%.
Yep.
And, I think that is probably what the draw is for Bay State. I mean, everybody in the area has always known that, there's no question. But
right.
To reach out beyond the locals,
right.
You really need to put on a quality event. We've been fortunate to get the support of all the local communities and the hospitals and the sponsors and everybody to really make it what it is. And all the high schools, the University of Lowell, there isn't one organization in the area that isn't involved.
Yep.
And we kind of have to involve them because you can't really get anywhere that day. So,
right. Yeah, I mean, I think originally the local club started the race as a qualifier for Boston, you know? That's
certainly
why it got started.
and so people just, so when you're running the base deck, you're going to be running with a lot of people who know what they're doing. You know, a lot of Boston veterans, a lot of New Englanders. So are you getting a big draw from, you know, other countries or other cities or?
Canada. Oh, yeah. I mean, when you look at everything, I mean, over the course of, you know, the history of Bay State, we've drawn from every state in the U.S. and a lot from Canada as well. And now that we get a little more national recognition through some of the magazines, national magazine, Runner's World, Running Times,
yep.
recognizing us as one of the Boston best Boston qualifiers, that's helped the draw beyond the boundaries of the locals.
Oh, that's great. So with the race coming up this weekend, what's the weekend look like? What's the sequence of events?
I
drove by your store yesterday, and I pulled over because it was open, and the young ladies were in there stuffing envelopes.
Yeah, actually, we've gotten the support of the whole community, and as it's gotten bigger, we've had to pull on resources a little further beyond, let's say, the riverbanks, you know, the Lowells and the Chelmsfords and the Drakets. So yesterday, yeah, I think the Bromfield girls from Harvard were
here
stuffing envelopes.
Yeah.
And they actually came, well, yeah, they were stuffing chips, so they have a big responsibility.
Yeah, you don't want to screw that up.
And you know what? They've done a very good job.
Yep. So what are your what are the weekend events? What's race weekend look like for us?
Well, it basically starts tomorrow, you know, other than all the planning and the meetings and the stuff like that, one of which I'm running to when I get done here. registration packet pickup does start tomorrow here at the store in Acton, and that will happen throughout the week. So Tuesday through Friday, people can come in at their convenience and pick up their stuff and ease their mind. And then on Saturday is the expo at Lowell High School, where, you know, all the suppliers will come down and show their wares, and there'll be sales, and we actually have Nate Jenkins, seventh at the Olympic Trials, will be speaking about his experience at the trials and marathon preparation.
Cool.
We've got some live music that's going to occur from a local band. And then the pasta dinner. Dinner opens up at 3 o'clock till 6 o'clock. And that is free to registered runners. Half or full. And then the following morning, again, packet pickup begins at 6 o'clock at the high school. Bag check occurs at the high school, and then 8:30 gun time.
Yep.
And then everybody finishes. Awards for the half will take place, I think, 11:30 we'll start. 11:30, 12 o'clock, we'll start the awards for the half marathon, and then the full marathon awards and post-race party, Iron Runner jackets and all of that starts at 2 o'clock over at the Brewery Exchange.
Yep, free beer? No?
I don't know what they'll do for us over there.
Yeah? What's the gimme this year? What are you giving away, a tech shirt?
No, we've got the long sleeve shirts supplied by Reebok.
Okay, great. I'm good, I'm volunteering, so I'll probably get one.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
All right, good stuff. Anybody famous running this year?
You know, the front end, it looked like we had a pretty good pack, probably 3 or 4 230 guys out front. There was one woman that did email me that did well at the Olympic Trials. It was a 244. I'm not sure whether or not she's going to come yet. I did get an email yesterday from Matt Pelletier, who looks like he will be coming. Matt was an Olympic trial qualifier. Ran the trials 218, I think. So he's looking to do well. He would be my pick, 216, 217 type guy. So, and then beyond that, I think we'd be looking at a couple people sub 230. From what I've seen, but I haven't had a lot of time to really scan the registered runners list.
Yeah, I know. As a race director, you're pretty busy right before the race.
Yeah.
It's basically a 7x24 job. And, you know, one of the things I always say to people is they should appreciate their race directors more, because they make things like
you know, the Bay State Marathon possible. Otherwise, you know, we wouldn't have any place to run our qualifiers.
Well, yeah, exactly. You know, how I got myself into this, I'm not quite sure, but they're always fun when they're over, but it certainly is a great deal of work. But again, you know, it's you're only as good as the people you surround yourself with.
All right, so...
I've been very fortunate in that we have found the right team.
Well, it seems to be working. I mean, it's a great race, great local race. So what do you want people to remember? Any cautions, any gotchas, any red flags you want people to remember for the race on Sunday?
No, I can't. Just follow directions. We've got plenty of volunteers out there. If somebody's telling you to go park someplace, we'd appreciate if you did just that. If somebody says walk this way, we'd appreciate it if you did just that. We've got one of the bottlenecks of Bay State has been, if you can remember, getting out of the ballpark, the runners actually have to cross the path of the runners.
Right.
You know.
Yep.
So as you exit the ballpark, the half marathoners, so looking at 1,200, 1,300, maybe 1,400 half marathoners, got to get across the street while the marathoners are coming in.
Yeah.
Would more people to try to get across and less of an opportunity to get across because there's more people.
Yeah, I seem to remember that because last time I ran, I was struggling and I had to avoid a couple people coming around the corner there.
Yeah, and
the cops are good. The cops are shorting people out.
Yeah. So what we do have to do this year is we're actually fencing off everything, and we'll be guiding people down towards the Aiken Street Bridge on the sidewalk. Underneath the bridge is a nice, beautiful river walk.
Yep.
And to get to the other side of the street, you're going to have to walk down there, you know, to get back to your car or whatever. And that river walk goes right along the river, and it's another beautiful location.
Yep,
draw for Lowell. And
yeah, there's a 5K in the summer that runs there every week sometimes.
Exactly. So that'll bring you right back to where you want to go.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's good. I remember that was one of the things that I was kind of struggling with finishing. I had a rough finish. That was the year you had the hurricane remnant.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, it was like 50-mile-an-hour winds?
Yeah, that was a tough year.
Yeah. I don't know how it works, but somehow I had a headwind the whole way.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the rules of long-distance running, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that was I think it rained for 9 days straight prior to that race. It was very scary.
So, all right, best of luck. If you drive by the 17-mile mark, pull over and say hi.
Well, we'll have a lead vehicle out there. I'll be in the back of it. So,
all right.
By all means, join us at the brewery afterwards. Live music again over there, and see where that was the home of the championship 5K a few years back. And
yep, I remember that race. May it rest in peace.
Hey, you never know.
Are you gonna bring that one back too?
Don't know. Hey, it's under new ownership, so.
All right.
I'm sure when everybody gets up there and it brings back those memories, and they've done a great job. There's big screen TVs up there. We'll be taping the race and then replaying it up there. So should be quite a weekend.
All right, man. Well, I wish the best of luck, and you can get on with your sleep deprivation now.
Right.
And thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you soon.
Chris, thank you, and thanks. Thanks for giving us a hand out there.
No worries. See ya.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Here's today's quick tips.
Okay, so my friend Steve Runner and Kim are going to run that Bay State Marathon. I think Kim's actually trying to qualify. It'll be his first marathon, I think, too. He wants to run Boston in the spring, so that'll be cool. I'll be handing him water. Be cheering him on. We got a great water stop out there. Me and my club. And my kids. So I had a great question from one of the new runners, from Tom. Hey, Tom. I had a great question from him, which is, he says, you know, you start out running. He's a new runner, so he says, you start out running, you're cold. On these fall days, it's cold in the morning. But then once you get out there, you're hot. So if you wear like a sweatshirt, you got to take it off and carry it. It's a pain. You know, so how do you handle that? You know, what are your strategies for that? Well, first of all, if you're racing, you know, like in a marathon or something, even if you're just going long, it's better to start out cold, and because you warm up eventually. So, if you know, you might be a little bit cold for the first 8-10 minutes, but 5 minutes, you're going to warm up, so you're better off to start cold. One of the things you can do, though, is you can wear gloves. There's these nice light cotton gloves that you can get at any race, any sporting goods store. You put those on, then you take those off as you warm up, because if you keep your hands warm, chances are you're going to be warm. Same is true for hats. Wear a nice fuzzy hat. You can roll it up, roll it down, cover your ears, or one of those headbands that are like ski headbands. So you can roll it up, roll it down. You can use that to regulate the heat. As it gets hot, you can take it off or you can roll it up. When it gets really cold, what I do is I wear a fleece sweater with a zipper up the front and a hood. So if it gets really, really cold, you can put the hood up and cinch it up. And if you, when it warms up, you can pull the hood back and unzip the front to vent some air through. So there's some tips for you, man. Hey, I love this cold weather. It's Buddy loves the cold weather, too. Okay, folks, that's great. This is great here. I'm pretty excited about this. I think we're way ahead of schedule here in this episode. Good luck to everybody who's running that race. And episode 32 in the can. Got some good interviews coming up that I'm hunting down. Got another busy week this week. But I got some people lined up. I got Dave Kamara, who's one of the original Cool Running guys. We're going to talk about Mill Cities and talk about his Yankee Timing Company and that kind of stuff. Talk to him this weekend. He's ready to go. I'm going to try and get Anthony back on to chat up the Air Fire Department 5K. So if you want to run a race with me, come up and say hi. We got a great gig going at the Air Fire Department 5K on November 20, whatever Thanksgiving is. That's a great race, and you can come have some pancakes and stuff with us. It's a hoot. I don't think I'm going to run the Indianapolis Marathon, because I tried to use my frequent flyer miles, and the state of the airlines now is that I got the tickets for free, but it was going to be $100 in taxes and fees on top of my free tickets, so that didn't seem really free to me. So I think I'm probably going to do something else. Maybe I'll drive up to Manchester and run Manchester, New Hampshire, up there, if they let me across the border. And, of course, on Sunday, if I see you at the Bay State, stop and say hi. I'll be at the 7.5-mile mark and the 17.5-mile mark of you marathoners. So stop and say hi. Let me know if you need anything. I can get some bottles for you. Anybody running other fall marathons, let me know. Running Cape Cod, running any of those great fall marathons, let me know. Good luck. If somebody wants to, I'll tell you what I'd really like. Somebody to run across the finish line of a marathon and then call me and have an interview with me right as you cross the finish line picking up your medal. That would be so cool. Like have somebody hand you a cell phone, right? And we do the interview right there. That would be awesome. So do that for me. That would be drama. Drama. I'll save that for ratings week, for the Nielsen rating week. Also trying to hook up with one of the Hammer Nutrition reps to talk about Hammer Nutrition. Also trying to hook up with the Procore treadmill guys, because I'm going to do a treadmill episode, because you got to do a treadmill episode as it's getting near cold. I got a lot of great cold stuff that I've been holding off on because it's been summertime. I'm also trying to hook up with the guys from Roadrunner Sports, see if they want to talk. Got a lot of stuff. You know, I can do that. I can reach out and get these people on the phone because I've had the great fortune of being in sales management, so I don't have any problem picking up my phone and calling people and say, hey, come talk to me. Got a great song for you here. It's called River. See, that's a tie-in for the Merrimack River. All these Bay Staters are going to be running around. Baby Blue is the name of the band. And, of course, you can support these wonderful artists at the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com. And, hey, you guys have a great week. I'll see you out there. Good luck.
Yeah. and full of
thanks for listening to the Run, Run, Live podcast. Comments and suggestions can be made on our listener comment line at 206-339-7804 or via email at chrisrunner@runrunlive.com. That's our website. Go to the website, check it out for articles and my blog and other great stuff. If you would like to be on the show, or have a suggestion as someone you would like me to have on the show, drop me a line, and I will see you out there.
Run, Run, Live, the podcast for all your running needs.